Queen. Paul.
Yes.
Farvard joins me in the studio. We have an amazing event coming up on April 17th. We are going to be appearing at the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove. And joining us in studio is Courtney Fromm, who is joining us for Cure for Cancer. Tell us a little bit about this organization and how you guys decided to have a comedy evening.
Absolutely. So we actually got started about 19 years ago out in LaGrange. A group of entrepreneurs decided that they can make a difference in the fight against cancer after one employee was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 31. And so we actually started with our Goombay Bash, and about a year ago, we kind of started talking about what else can we do? And we started hosting a comedy event. We hosted at the LaGrange Theater out in LaGrange for our first time, sold out in 2.5 weeks, and decided to bring it back this year to make a bigger impact. So we've moved it to the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove,
which is a beautiful theater. And headlining the show is the one and only, one of my favorite comedians. And I'm so excited because the last time we had the opportunity to perform together was in Stockton, California, several years ago. Tim Cavanaugh joins us in studio.
Patty.
One of the most beloved comics
in
the country.
It's been a long, long time.
It has. I think the last time you and I worked together, we went to an In-N-Out Burger. We were talking about that sauce.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, we were like, but we also were trying to figure out like why people are fascinated with that, like churning, like it drops it on there. Yeah, can you help me with the headphones?
No, I just don't know how to turn them on.
Yeah,
you know, I'm
sure
new
it's plugged
at
in.
This.
It please. The studio is new.
Hello.
Too.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Oh, you know what? They can hear me fine.
Yes, that's
the
important
part. Oh, thank you, Paul. God, he's good.
So on the show that evening will be Paul Farvar. I'll be there. Tim Cavanaugh will be there, and Pete McMurray joins us as well.
That's right. It's going to be great fun. And Patty, the last time we worked, it was at the Stanislaus County Fair in California. Because you made it sound a lot better than it was. It was like Stockton, California. It's like,
oh,
it's
Stanislaus.
Stanislaus or Stanislaus County. But it was. It was really fun.
It was very fun.
And I don't know how we had time for the In-N-Out Burger after all the corn dogs and yeah, we were right downwind of the porta potty.
We were selling merch. We were selling merch in a tent, like remember off to the side.
Yeah.
And but the lines were everyone wanted to talk to Tim and buy a CD.
And Patty, come on!
Stop! It was so much fun, and it's going to be like that on April 17th at the Tivoli Theater, which is not only a wonderful movie theater but such a great place to watch live comedy. It's just one of my favorite places. Tell us about the collaboration with the Tivoli Theater, Courtney.
Absolutely. So actually, the Tivoli Theater has been a supporter of the H Foundation now for years. And one of their owners, Chris Johnson, came to us and said, how else can I help? Which is really how the H Foundation has gotten started. It's been word of mouth. And in just 19 years, we've raised $9 million. And so, this is how we continue to grow. And when he came to us and said, last year you guys had 330 seats. Why not try for 1,000? It was the right time. It was the right time for us to move, and we're so excited to be out in Downers Grove. It's really our base, starting LaGrange, keeping it in the western suburbs. So we're excited to bring something back to our community.
And this is going to be, again, the Tivoli Theater. You can go to hfoundation.org for tickets for the Comedy for Cancer. And there's flyers all over, by the way. Dr. John Duffy, who's also a contributor here at WGN Radio, saw our flyer. Yes, Tim?
How do you spell H? Is it A-I-T-C-H, or is it... like
the
letter H.
Just the letter.
You know, in Spanish, it's Ache. So that has a lot
of... Well, there you go. Okay, so for some of our Hispanic listeners...
Yes, it's Ache.
Just Ache. The Ache Foundation. I don't speak Spanish.
Tim, I can't believe this is the first time you have ever been on... I don't know.
I don't know. You've not... No.
Okay.
Every time I see you, you say, come on my show.
Yes.
And then I always pretend like, oh, I got to wash my hair or whatever. But I don't have that much hair. So...
Paul, how did you get on my show? You
said we were promoting something. And
yeah, you asked me to come on. Just ask me. But the last picture I saw of
I
you
had to
on
pay
Facebook,
a lot of money though.
That's true. The last picture I saw of you.
Yeah, she's expensive.
Tim
yeah.
is a throwback to when you had your hair braided while you were in the
Jamaica.
Yes.
I did it as a radio stunt kind of thing. Oh, it was so embarrassing. It might still be on my website if you check out my Facebook page.
It's definitely on your Facebook page.
I got dared by a radio show, not this one, and they heard that I was in Jamaica, and I called in, and they said, "Oh, while you're in Jamaica, why don't you get your hair braided? Ha ha ha!" Because I don't have very much hair, and I said, "Okay, I will get my hair braided," and it was first of all they offered me, "Would you like a brownie?" To start.
Oh.
And I said, how much? They said, $4. Uh-huh. I said, no, it's just a regular brownie. Oh, no. Well, I should have done it,
right,
but
for
I didn't.
$4. How $4
for a pot brownie. Yeah. So I should have known right there, this is, you know, not a legitimate hairstyling place.
When in Jamaica, though, Tim.
Yeah, it was in Jamaica and it was outdoors, so right. I should have known even before that it was not a legitimate
hairstyling
hair
place.
Well, but with a pot brownie, you didn't metabolize with the fresh air. You should have given it a shot.
Yeah, you know what? I should have given it a shot, except I was performing that night.
Still,
test you. On
as
the cruise line
Jamaica,
that I work on.
Right,
yeah. Oh, you were on a cruise ship.
Yeah, I was on a cruise ship. So, okay. So it was probably better that I didn't.
Yes, fair enough. Especially if you end up like this Norwegian ship that just got stranded.
You know, it would have helped had they been given marijuana, I think. That's scary.
Yeah, and Dobie Maxwell talks a lot about how they make them do all the drills and how much he hates getting woken up for that.
Right.
And then you see a video like that and you're like, maybe you want to run some drills, Dobie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dobie, who I love,
yes.
He complains about stuff. Right. And it's like, well, you have to do it anyway.
Exactly.
So just do it. But he is. He's good. He bucks up and he does it and he puts the helmet on. I haven't had to do the one where you put the helmet on, which is ridiculous also. But compared to the braiding picture, it cost me $200 to get my hair braided.
Oh, boy.
Look at this. $200. My wife almost had a conniption. I was like, what is wrong with you?
You should have had the brownie instead. It was only $4.
It was only $4.
Yeah, you could have just said you had it braided. How do you do on the cruise ships with being part of the captive audience? I don't know if I could do a show and then see my audience for the rest of the week.
That was my big fear. Right? That's why I never wanted to do cruise ships, because you can imagine, Patty, not that you bomb often, not that I bomb often. Paul,
we all do.
All the time.
Yes.
All the time.
But no, he does not. He does. I've never seen Paul. But
20 minutes ago.
But no. But yeah, it's like, okay, then I'm going to have to face these people. It's like, oh, that guy was not funny. And then for 5 days, you're walking around the cruise ship and everybody knows you. And it's
exactly.
like, and they're giving you the stink eye. And it's like, are we going to a leper colony by any chance on this? Because we could drop that comic off. And
right.
actually, we'd rather have somebody with leprosy come on and do comedy.
Is it better, though, to do well and have everyone want to talk to you like the whole time and not have any like privacy?
Yes,
it's
way better.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I don't know, Paul. Where would you? I want to be somewhere in the middle. Like, oh, she was funny, but I'm not going to bother her.
Depends on the show. I'd have to see how it did.
Well, we're going to get... I want to hear
how bad
a
bomb
was. Now, Courtney, do you think you can handle us plus Pete McMurray coming up on April 17th at Tivoli Theater?
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is a great show. This is actually... It's very well balanced.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great show.
I'm excited. Well, I know you've got your guitar, so I want to hear a song. What do you have for us? What do you want to share with us?
I thought that before I do, if we have time to do my special song about the event, let me just do kind of a general thing. I'm working on a new CD.
Okay.
And it's a children's CD.
Oh, great.
And I wrote a new song for the CD, and I thought I'd share it with you guys. Here we go. I hate going back to school. I hate going back to school. I don't like books, the lunches stink, but nobody cares what I think. I hate going back to school. Last year, our principal, Mrs. Rome, caught me eating boogers, sent me home, even though not all of them were my own. She wouldn't take that into consideration. I hate going back to school. I hate going back to school. Each year I give myself this speech. This is the last year that I'll teach. I hate going back to school. And the kids learn. The teachers eat boogers too. So anyway, and I know that because I used to be a school teacher.
A
long time ago.
That was the first thing I remember when Griffin was about 4 years old and he was on the playground and he handed me a booger and all I could think was, I just hope it's his. I just, when you said that.
I know. Well, you don't know.
You don't know.
And back then, well, they had DNA.
Sure.
But it's expensive.
It is.
It's expensive to check. And just for a booger.
Booger checks.
Hi, Paul. The kids are fun. Paul's a lifelong single. He's a bachelor. He doesn't want to ever be settled down. He actually has a podcast called Singles Only. And I and Jeannie Dugan and Kelsey Huff and several other women who are in, established, wonderful marriages were the voice of treason on his show.
Oh, I like that. The Voice of Treason.
I might start my own podcast called The Voice of Treason. Can I have that?
Sure.
All right.
Well, Johnny Sanchez came up with it.
Well, so we'll have to ask him for the permission.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's the right time.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's coming up at 11. More after this on 720.
Okay.
Tim Cavanaugh knows this about me, Paul. I feel as though all the comics that I know that are incredibly talented when it comes to music, like Tim Cavanaugh, like Skip Gerparis, like yourself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for including us.
Yes. Well, I have an appalling lack of musical knowledge, which is something it's very hard for me to look at you. I've known you for almost 20 years or more
than
20 years.
It's like a confessional.
It is. Paul discovered it on not an accident. It developed over time, his awareness of it, because we were on a car trip and other reasons.
Oh, so fun.
Why are we here, Paul? I mean, this is radio, and you think radio music.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's like, and all of a sudden we come down here, and it's like, we got Patty.
Yes.
Who doesn't know anything about music?
I don't know.
Nothing. It's shocking.
Yes. It's shocking. I know.
It's so funny.
It's appalling.
We have blown this thing wide open now.
I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, I have stories where I just confront her with songs that are playing, and the guesses that she has for like very popular music are even more funny.
Yes.
No. Yes.
We could play that game.
Oh, we've done it.
Oh, we play
it's a very popular segment.
I'm playing it at a live event coming up. We are all going to be at the Tivoli Theater on April 17th. Comedian Paul Farvar, comedian, musician, and one of the country's most beloved comics, Tim Cavanaugh. I'll be there. You are.
Can we play it there?
Can we play Patty's appalling lack of musical knowledge?
He's got a guitar. I could bring my guitar.
You could. Here, go ahead.
Play. I didn't know Paul played. This is great.
He plays a djembe.
Bring your guitar.
I play guitar.
Djembe. He plays a djembe.
I was in 14 bands in Chicago before I did comedy.
You were?
Yeah. I mean, I was asked to leave 14 bands in Chicago.
No.
But
are you? Oh my God! Do you sing too?
A little bit. I was backup, mostly harmonize.
All right. And you said you played drum, bat.
Played djembe.
Djembe.
So that was the last instrument I played. But I played guitar, bass, drums, and djembe. Yes.
It's like one of those
hand drum.
Yeah, it's a travel.
African drum.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an African drum.
Djembe.
Oh yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh! Yeah, a djembe.
Yes, sure. There's a whole,
I have no idea what that is.
There's a whole show.
I'm as dumb as Patty.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm just joking.
Low bar.
Okay,
it's a low
Patty,
bar.
First of all,
no,
I love Patty,
Tim,
and we're friends. So,
I have no shame
because you
having...
have your listeners are very, very loyal, and I park.
They're not going to understand. Yeah,
in kind of a shady area down here.
Careful.
So I'm going to be careful.
We are all going to be at the Tivoli Theater on April 17th. Joining us in studio as well is the executive director of the H Foundation, Courtney Fromm. See what you got yourself into over here?
I am so excited.
She's just watching.
Yes.
Just now, watching from a distance.
Part of it is I didn't realize that Tim was going to have us participate in something. But yes, Tim, I have an appalling lack of musical knowledge. What is your favorite genre, would you say? Folk music?
You know, anything with a djembe, I pretty much...
Same.
I pretty much like that.
You know, I mean, I was children's
born,
music.
I was born in a rock and roll era.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I love the Beatles and all of that.
I know some of those songs.
But I like all music. I'm not a snob about it. It's like I like everything. And I try to listen to a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm from Chicago. I'm from the South Side. You know, so Kanye and me were,
tight.
Sure.
Tight. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite Kanye song?
Chance the Rapper.
Chances, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, he was initially Chance
couple years younger than
Chance
you.
The Rapping Paper, and then I pulled him aside. I said, you know what, I don't think anybody
they're
really cares about
it.
That.
Yeah.
They're not going to get the joke. No.
So he changed it to Rapper, and the rest is history.
What was Kanye West's original name, too? I think he had a different one, too.
Yeah, it was Kanye North.
Yeah.
And then he got confused because... I don't know if you guys know this, but the North Pole is moving. It moves. It's like moving a lot now.
Is it moving this way?
Yeah.
It feels like it.
So he went to Kanye West, which was a lot easier because it's like, oh, that's where the sun sets.
That's right.
North? How do you even know what north is?
Yeah.
You don't know.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, east or west.
Well, being in Chicago, and we only know where the lake is. If I don't know, if I'm in a city and I'm like, which way is Lake Michigan, and it's in the wrong place, I'm confused.
That's why when I'm in LA, I always get confused.
Michigan is hard.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the water's on the opposite side. So you're like, you know, you're like West Coast.
Yeah.
So when I'm driving, I'm like, oh, I always think I'm driving towards the lake, but it's actually the ocean. Wrong way. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and then confusing. You end up in Burbank.
Yeah. then you're in trouble.
And that's not a bad thing. In Michigan, it's tricky because you go, you drive east and you keep going east and you think you're going to run into the lake and you do, except it's Lake Erie or Lake Huron or
yeah.
something.
And
some
thrilled.
Other great lake,
it's so annoying.
Which is not as great as this one.
This is yeah. the greatest lake. Okay, so you have a song for, well, we don't have to sing, do we, Tim? Because I have a strict contract.
You know
I
what?
I have a rider that says I am not.
I was told we were singing.
No. You know, yeah, John DeCoste and I had to end our relationship because he wanted me to sing for New Year's Eve. And I said, I Patty Don't Sing. There's actually a song written, Patty Don't Sing, by Mark DiCarlo. It's not a request.
Oh, nice.
It's not a request or it's a statement of fact.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's actually a command.
And it's a good thing, too, yeah. because you don't know any songs.
Exactly. See, I'm tone deaf.
So this works out well.
Yes.
Yeah, so okay, at least you're consistent with
yeah,
it.
I totally
I'm singing
am.
Regardless.
Okay, good. All right. Well, this is a little song that I wrote. For our little event. And how many times am I going to get a chance to do this? So here we go.
Okay.
Peter, Paul, and Patty and me fighting cancer with laughter at the Tivoli. Peter, Paul, and Patty, funny as can be with those cute little names that start with P. My name is Tim, which starts with T, so I'm not sure how I fit. Except every morning I do start with P, then a shower, a shave, and a great big coffee.
Join us on Wednesday, April 17th for the second annual Comedy for Cancer show at the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove.
The show has been put together by the H Foundation, whose goal it is to do everything and anything to put an end to cancer. All proceeds for the Comedy for Cancer show will benefit basic science cancer research at the Robert H. Lurie Comprehensive Cancer Center of Northwestern University.
Featuring Patty Vasquez, Paul Farvar.
That's your own name, Paul.
And me, Tim Kavanaugh.
And that's my name.
With
oh,
special
boy.
Guest host Pete McMurray from WGN Radio. That's Wednesday, April 17th, Comedy for Cancer at the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove.
At the Tivoli Theater in Downers Grove. That was almost like a real commercial.
I did the harmony at the end.
You got your name wrong.
That was way funnier than it was supposed to be. That was awesome. I've been having trouble. I've been trying to pronounce your name because I did
Farvar.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody said, "I Patty, could you talk any faster?" Geez, I'm like, I'm so excited to have my friends in studio and to talk about this amazing event coming up on April 17th.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why.
Paul. Far,
far. I actually in real that was planned, but I did mess it up when I was on TV once where I said and I got made fun of.
It's
on
a
the
fake rain. Name, isn't it?
I was like, hey, this it was like the Anchorman scene.
Hot or not.
Yeah,
yeah. You changed it for show business, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Because there's not a lot of far bars.
Yeah,
it was, it's you really,
you no, do really get
Faber. All right, that would be stupid because that's not a good name for show business.